two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah's Division of Forestry, Fire and State Land says there was 15 new wildfire starts Sunday and Monday, and four of those are confirmed to have started from fireworks.
I was anticipating it being a little busier. I'm glad that it wasn't, especially with the concern of the red flags that we saw throughout the weekend.
But spokeswoman Kaylee Yardley says we are not out of the woods yet, with monsoon season still approaching.
Yes, we have moisture, but it's accompanied by lightning a lot of times, so could be a difficult time still ahead of us.
The largest fire to start over the weekend was the one burning above Centerville. Lindsay Ayers, KSL News Radio.
Second, UHP says at least five people died on Utah roadways over the holiday weekend. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's in Draper. We've had a crash eastbound 123rd South prior to 7th East, blocking all eastbound lanes of traffic. It is in the cleanup stages, but they have not reopened those eastbound lanes just yet. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the 90s for the next couple of days and then triple digits as we head into the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
96 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. On a day when a seventh victim died from injuries in yesterday's mass shooting at a Chicago area parade, we hear that police knew about the man that they've arrested. Police responded twice to Robert Cremo's home in 2019, once in April for a suicide attempt, referred by the cops to mental health professionals, then in September for a threat, says police spokesman Chris Covelli.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives.
Police in Highland Park, Illinois, say the attack yesterday had been planned for weeks.
This is Aaron Katursky. Suspected shooter Robert Cremo left a trail of disturbing images online, including depictions of mass shootings and a video of the parade route in Highland Park. Cremo was active on a number of social media platforms, and his accounts were removed after the attack. But posts indicated an obsession with death and his music, as an amateur rapper often referenced death and dying. Investigators are poring over this content with particular interest in posts that discuss or depict acts of violence.
Police say more than 70 shots were fired from the gunman's high-powered rifle. Word is that President Biden has not responded to this letter from an American basketball star.
The U.S. State Department saying it's read Brittany Griner's plea for President Biden not to forget her and others wrongfully imprisoned in Russia. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. was able to free another American, Trevor Reed.
Because we were discreet about what we were doing at the time.
The U.S. saying it's in constant touch with the Russian government and Griner's representatives, trying to bring her and others home as soon as possible. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Russian President Putin, after the Russian seizure of a city and the majority of a regional border in eastern Ukraine, appears to have ordered a pause in military actions, says the Institute for the Study of War. Slight gains by Wall Street's major indexes, a significant drop in oil prices below $100 a barrel. That'll mean gasoline prices will go down, analysts say. You're listening to ABC News.
Let's hope. The KSL in-depth now, a former Utah police officer is warning, don't be complacent after the events in Highland Park, Illinois yesterday. We have the Days of 47 parade ahead.
The event that we hold is, you know, significant to our state. but that also makes it a target.
Chris Bertram there, who worked with Unified Police for years, he thinks the events in Highland Park will have Utah looking a bit more closely at our events.
State, federal partners will probably be more involved with this parade coming up to make sure that it's safe and that, that families and especially our children are young are not at risk. During this event.
The Days of 47 parade, we also have Bountiful's Handcart Days. There's also the parade up in Ogden on the 24th. Seven people were died in this event yesterday, nearly 40 injured in Highland Park, Illinois, when a man jumped on the roof of nearby the parade route and started shooting.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.